This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio Free Radio.
A Vancouver mom is happy to be reunited with her baby. Patricia Block gave birth to a baby girl while serving time at the Fraser Valley Institution. But despite the availability of a mother and baby unit, Patricia's baby was taken away from her. Patricia is here to tell us what happened. Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So I guess I just want to start off by asking you just how it works for pregnant women when they go into Fraser Valley Institution. Like, how do you go about applying to keep your baby with you when it's born?
Well, after 90 days of being in Fraser Valley Institution, you're able to apply to keep your child with you in the institution. After 90 days, they do an intake assessment, and following that assessment, you can apply to keep your child.
Now, you were 6 months pregnant mm-hmm. when you went into Fraser Valley Institution,
that's
so
correct.
It's hard to wait 90 days when
yes,
when you don't have 90 days before your baby's
that's
born.
That's right.
So what happened in your case?
Nothing different happened in my case. Nobody looked at my case individually. There was no change in the process because I came in 6 months pregnant. I had to wait the 90 days just like everyone else, and 2 days before my delivery date, I was told that I was not accepted into the mother-child program.
And what reason did they give for that?
I'm still perplexed as to what the actual reason is, as to why I was not accepted into the program. Initially, I was told that my incarceration time was not long enough, there wasn't going to be enough time to do programs to reduce my risks upon release, and it kind of turned into a situation where one level of government was pointing the fingers at another level, and they were pointing the fingers back, where I had the Ministry of Children and Families stating that the institution wasn't supporting me, and then I had the institution stating that the Ministry of Children and Families weren't supporting me. And in the end, it boiled down to not having enough time to sit down and take a look at things and try to make a good plan, which my advocates and my lawyer fought to do, and myself, was to sit down and make a plan where I could keep my child and reduce the risks at the same time, and to make a really good plan to keep us together, and that the institution and the Ministry of Children and Families weren't willing to sit down, all of us to sit down and make that plan. So in the end, the baby was born and there was no time. We were separated.
So I guess I'm assuming you went to a hospital to give birth to
That's
the baby?
That's correct, yes.
And then and what happened? How long were you able to stay with your baby before having to go back to prison?
I was lucky enough to get 2 days with my child. I had to fight for those 2 days. I saw other women who had their child removed after 12 hours, and they were back in the institution without the child. So I fought some of my advocates and myself. We fought in advance to have as much time as possible with my child, and I think a lot of the persistence that I put forth, you know, to keep my child with me helped to at least get me those 2 days.
I mean, those first few days are really critical mm-hmm. for a baby. I'm sure there's a lot of research that shows that it's important for a baby to stay with its mother during that time. Is there a reason that the prison gave as to why you wouldn't be able to spend more time with your baby?
They stated basically they didn't have enough staffing to sit with me around the clock for days on end, and that is one of the plans that we put forth, was that I go to First Square and deliver my child, which had been done in the past, and that's a hospital specifically for women and children of mothers that are incarcerated. And where they had, they were open to taking me as well and to house my child and myself under supervision until my parole was granted, which is shortly after her birth, about 5 weeks after her birth. and they were willing to host me there and secure me there, you know, as an inmate, and allow us to be together. So that was one of the plans that we had put forth to the institution to keep me, you know, and the child together, and to keep us safe, and to have us monitored. And they weren't willing to even sit down and look at that idea. They didn't have the funding, I guess, or, you know, to pay a correctional officer to sit with me.
Even just for those 5 weeks until you were paroled?
No.
Wow. No. What was that like to... So you had a baby girl?
Yes, I did. Her name's Amber.
And what was it like to have Amber taken away from you after 2 days and to have to go back to prison?
Well, I mean, it's probably one of the most traumatic things that a woman can go through. It was the most traumatic thing I've ever gone through. So, I mean, it's something I don't want to, you know, I'd love to forget, but it still makes me emotional just talking about it. So.
Where did she go?
She went to foster care in the area of the institution. You know, there was some pros to that, you know, that she was in the area, that she would be able to come in to visit, that I would be able to pump milk for her, to breastfeed her, and have it transported to her. But at the same time, she had 3 different caregivers, not even including me, in her tender years, you know, right after she was born. Yes, there was 2 foster homes and 1 babysitter, and then she came in to see me.
I mean, do they consult with you at all in that process of deciding where she goes?
No.
In terms of foster care?
No.
Wow. And how long were you separated for?
3 months. For the first 3 months, we were separated.
So you were paroled after 5 weeks?
Yes, I was paroled about 6 weeks after she was born. And my first opportunity in court following my release, she was returned to me.
Okay.
Which, you know, because she was returned to me on the first opportunity... really supports, you know, my case as to why was she removed if she was returned. There was a house for us in the institution where they could have housed us. They could have kept us together. They said, you know, that it's not a viable option, yet she was returned to me once I was released.
Have you... gotten any explanation from the Ministry of Children and Families or from Corrections as to why they made the decisions they did?
No, they kind of bounced around from whatever, you know, they would come up with, you know, one reason, and we would come put our heads together. I had a BC representative of Children Youth Advocacy advocating on my behalf, my child's behalf, pardon me. And my lawyer and some other advocates in the community, we would come up with some sort of solution to that concern, and there would be yet a new concern. So if it wasn't one thing, it was another. And it just seemed like they weren't willing to act, you know, to use the program that was available to me and my child.
Hmm. You talked earlier about... the ministry being concerned with risks, the risks involved of you taking care of your baby if she stayed with you inside. Do you think any of those risks had to do with why you ended up in prison or your life before having her?
The Ministry of Children and Family were concerned about the risks involved once I was released from prison. The institution was concerned about the risks involved while I was in an institution.
Okay.
So, but, I mean, I think that some of their concerns were because I'd struggled with substance abuse before I was incarcerated. But the fact that they returned her to me as soon as I was released really doesn't back up their concerns, you know, because I took the measures needed to reduce those risks. I went to treatment, I took programs. And, you know, if we would have sat down like I tried and my lawyer tried to do before I was released and make a plan, you know, we could do this and we can do this and we could do that and not have us separated, then we could have stayed together. Because she was returned once I was released, so, and, you know, she could have carried on with me from the institution to the treatment center that has many mothers and children in it.
Hmm. Ironically, you actually opted to go to Fraser Valley Institution because they have a mother and baby unit, because before sentencing, you were actually at the Alouette Correctional Center for Women.
Yes.
Which had actually canceled its mother and baby program last spring.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, what did you have any sense of what the likelihood would be of you being able to keep Amber with you once she was born, before taking that option or making that request?
I thought that because they had a mother-child program, I would... You know, it would be likely I would be able to keep my child.
Hmm. Wow. Did that result in you having to serve more time going to Fraser Valley Institution?
Well, it's hard to say because I don't know what my sentence would have been otherwise.
Okay.
But it was a joint agreement between myself and the Crown prosecution that I would receive a 2-year sentence. So I was willing to take extra time and just to be able to keep my child with me. And when I was told by the institution that I wasn't going to be incarcerated long enough to reduce my risk, I asked if I could refuse my parole and stay in the institution longer.
And what did they say?
They said that that wasn't an option, that by legislation I had to be released on parole. Mm-hmm. Come to find out that the parole board would have been willing to allow me to stay longer. But that I found out after the child was born, when I sat in my board hearing and spoke with them.
Do you know if any other women who've been pregnant at Fraser Valley Institution, have you heard of any other women being able to keep their babies with them in that mother and baby unit?
There is one woman that has her child with her, but her situation was that she originally had her child at Alouette Correctional Center when they had the mother-child program running and was then transferred as a federal inmate with her child. So it was not the same situation.
I guess, does it seem strange that they would even have this program, a mother and baby program at Fraser Valley Institution, and that they'd be rejecting most women who end up giving birth while inside?
I mean, yeah, it does. It does seem strange. I think there's a lot more going on with the program. I think it's just a very controversial issue right now.
So what's life been like since you've been able to be reunited with Amber?
It's been wonderful. I mean, being pregnant and incarcerated and then the whole process of having her removed and having her returned and, you know, going, taking the measures I needed to, you know, be a good mother to her. It's just been a whole renewal for myself and my determination, my parenting, and she's just a blessing in my life.
Do you think your relationship with her was affected by having to be apart during those first 3 months?
I'd like to think it hasn't. I don't know if we'll ever know if it's negatively been affected. But I do know that there has been some positives, you know, with our relationship, you know, having her removed and returned. I mean, there's nothing more there's no more gratitude a mother can have to have your child returned to you after it's been taken.
Now, you're actually involved in a lawsuit against BC Corrections for canceling the mother and baby program at Alouette Correctional Center for Women. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, there's a suit that's being filed against the warden of ACCW, the Solicitor General of British Columbia, and the Attorney General of British Columbia. It's basically asking for the program at Alouette Correctional Center to be reinstated and that mothers be able to keep their children with them in the institution, specifically myself, although I'm not in the institution, specifically the women involved in the suit. But, I mean, to have the reinstatement is to help the mothers that are going to be coming, you know, into the system. And the rights of the child to be with their mother. And I guess there's some charter issues that, you know, the cancellation of the program had no regard for the rights of the mother and child to remain together following birth.
How common is it to see women who are pregnant on the inside?
Very common. There's usually, I know at Alouette, where there's usually about 130, 140 women there. At least half a dozen women are pregnant at all time.
So what would you like corrections and the Solicitor General and the Ministry to know about, you know, the effect that they're having on these women when they're not able to keep their babies with them?
Well, the effect that it's having on women is just horrendous. I mean, you're already separated from your family. You're far away from home. You're postpartum. You have your child removed from you. You don't have even a chance to care for your child. I mean, it's just psychologically awful. It's just traumatizing. You do your time for what you've done wrong, but your child ends up paying for it. And although you're the one that did something wrong, it's your sentence that makes it, you know, that you do your time for what you've done, but you end up paying a much higher price because you can't keep your child with you. And really the program has shown that the women who do time with their children are more successful upon release. That they, once they're released, they're more likely to not return if they have their child with them.
What kept you going through that time while you were separated from Amber and just kept you focused on getting out and getting your life back on track?
Hope, faith, and just one day at a time.
And what are you doing now that you're on the outside?
Well, I've been on the outside on my own, following treatment for about 3 months now. I'm raising my daughter and enjoying her every day. And I'm looking to go to college in the spring. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to take, but I'm just enjoying her every minute of every day.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for coming in to tell your story, Patricia.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Patricia Block is a former inmate at the Fraser Valley Institution who had her baby taken away from her while she was serving time, and she's now on the outside and looking forward to going back to school.